Soon after taking up his position, Davy began to bang out new elements one after another: potassium, sodium, magnesium, calcium, strontium, and aluminium, or aluminium, depending on which branch of English you favour. The confusion of the aluminium-aluminium spelling arose because of some uncharacteristic indecisiveness on Davy's part. When he first isolated the element in 1808, he called it alumium. For some reason he thought better of that and changed it to aluminum 4 years later. Americans dutifully adopted the new term, but many British users disliked aluminum, pointing out that it disrupted the ium pattern established by sodium, calcium, and strontium, so they added a vowel and syllable. He discovered so many elements not so much because he was seriously astute as because he developed an ingenious technique of applying electricity to a molten substance, electrolysis as it is known. Altogether he discovered a dozen elements, a fifth of the known total of his day. Davy might have done far more, but unfortunately as a young man he developed an abiding attachment to the buoyant pleasures of nitrous oxide. He grew so attached to the gas that he drew on it, literally, 3 or 4 times a day. Eventually, in 1829, it is thought to have killed him.